On August 29th, 1842, Pottinger signed treaty, the Treaty of Nanking, with the Chinese court. Britain was to receive 21 million taels of indemnity, six of which is the money to go for the opium, and 15 for the naval expedition. In my father's words, this is China paying for being beaten up. We're paying for them to come. And China had to open five ports along the southeastern coast, from Canton to Amoy to Fuzhou to Ningbo to Shanghai. You only need that. You don't need to go to the north, right? They're very smart. They're just focusing on what they need. And they also had to cede the island of Hong Kong because opium was illegal in China. And what they did is the British opium traders had basically developed Hong Kong into a heaven of opium trade because you couldn't ship them to mainland. So the Chinese people had to come to Hong Kong. I mean, it's not far. If you've been to Hong Kong via Victoria Harbour, you come and get it. So my book, The Social Life of Opium in China, explains that the Chinese bears huge responsibility. Actually, in that book, I blamed a lot on the Chinese. So here ends the Opium War. The first Opium War is going to be another one in 1856 to 1860, in which Britain was to be joined by France, America, and Russia. And this time they are going to go to Beijing. They're going to burn the palace. And that's a different episode. And a lot of historians say that the origins of the Second Opium War is the First Opium War, because it didn't solve the real problem. The real problem was that opium was still illegal. And the treaty that came out of the Second Opium War made opium trade legal in China. So the Brits got what they wanted. And I think since then on, Britain sort of backed off from China. And we got what they wanted. But when they backed off, the French just catching up, and the Americans would play a big role, and the Russians and Japanese as well.